Let me do the over-unders, get those out of the way. I put them up this morning on the app. Give them to you quickly. I'm on the high lows ends of it this time around, rather than in the middle with a bunch of sixes and sevens. We have overs. Saints over 10.5 plus 142, which is generous. 142 you're getting. Chiefs over 10.5 getting 110. Only one of the picks is a minus, and it's only minus 105. Giants even 6 and even money over. So three over. Saints over 10.5. Chiefs over 10.5. Giants over 6. Giants are even. Chiefs are plus 110. And Saints are plus 142. Three unders. Colts under 7.5. My theory was that you'd have to have 8 to beat you. And the one real fallback is going to be for Jacoby is how much Luck dominated the division. He completely dominated the division, and now the division is very hard, and they're going to have struggled to win games in the division, and that's going to be the difference between the first year with Jacoby. So under 7.5 for the Colts, minus 105. Dolphins under 4.5. They're tanking for Tua. I think they'll be lucky to win three games. They're plus 110. And the Cards under 5, plus 120. Everyone's talking about the coach and Murray, what they're going to bring to this game, the offense they're going to use, the problem that guys like Kingsbury have in the NFL are the same problems that Spurrier has. As an example, I'll use Spurrier in the NFL. They understand the passing game. And they like the wide open nature that they bring to the college passing game, and it works for them there. They think they can run it in the NFL, but they forget one thing. In the NFL, you must begin your passing game with protection. Guys like this guy and guys like Spurrier believe in beginning their passing game with the quarterback and the receivers. In the NFL, you cannot. You have got to begin it with protection. If you can't protect, you don't have a passing game. And that's why Spurrier failed, because he never paid attention. His protections were rudimentary. And some of them were so elementary that people used to make fun of them because he didn't care about protection. And in college, you got one guy who's okay running at you. In pros, you got guys who were all Americans in college running at you. And you got to protect your quarterback. If you don't protect him at the point of attack, you can't have an offense. And I think that's where that will fall short.